Okay, so we're continuing. Shashirim. Yes.
The Rosa at the end of the last session.
Yes, I remember, yes. Okay, yeah, thank you. So, last time we did Pasuk Beis. And we said it with the Pirush of the Gra. And afterwards, I was asked what happened. I forgot to say the Pasuk Pshat. Is there a Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, like according to Rashi?
I'm sorry, was it Rava going to say a Klal about
Pasuk?
Rava
mentioned about both saying a Klal. No, no. Yeah. So let's just read the Pasuk according to Rashi. Rashi's Pasuk Pshat, we had said part of it. So we said that the Klal Yisrael is like this woman who's yearning to the days of old together with her husband, and we already mentioned that Rashi says that there are places that people kiss each other on the hand or on the shoulder, but I'm looking for Neshikos Piyu, Pel Pel, like a Chasen and Kala, and that was referring to, Rashi said, referring to Matan Torah. Kitoivim Doidecha Miyayin is the part that we hadn't said the Pasuk Pshat, and Rashi says that Doidecha, meaning being your belovedness, are Toivim Miyayin. What's Yayin? So Rashi says, Mikol Mishte Yayin, Yayin Pashupsha means from any party of wine and any pleasure and joy. So Rashi says here, the Lashon Ivrihu Liyos Kol Sudas Oineg V'Simcha Nikras Hashem Hayayin. Rashi says, this is the cloud that I meant, that in Lashon Ivri, which he means in Lashon HaKadosh, whenever we want to refer to a party, a simcha, a joyous occasion, it's always Nikras Hashem Hayayin. It's always called a party of wine. Ke'inyin Shenamar, like it says in Megillas Esther, El Beis Mishte Hayayin. We talk about by Esther numerous times, she took Achashverosh, she made a Mishte Hayayin. So Rashi here is telling us, what was the only thing that drank there was wine, it was only wine, there was nothing else at the party. So Rashi is saying, no, Beis Mishte Hayayin is a symbol to any type of Suda of Oineg and Simcha, whenever you find that. And that's why you find in other places he quotes as well in Yeshaya, also where it refers to, it says Bashir la Yishtu Yayin. It's not specifically only referring to wine, it's referring to any type of simcha. So that's why we're saying over here, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying we're yearning back for that Yedidus that we had. Ki Toivim Daidecha, the Yedidus we had with you is Miyayin, was better to us than any other type of party or simcha that we've ever had, which is referring to any type of pleasures in Olam Hazeh. That is what we are yearning for this Neshikos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that was Pasuk Beis. I just missed the finish Pasuk Pshat, Baruch Maishe. Let's get the report. Okay. Okay, we move on to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. L'reach shmonecha toivim shemen turak shemecha alkein alamoysa hevucha. So Rashi says, L'reach shmonecha toivim. So the aroma of your good shemen, your good oil. So, says Rashi, what that means is, Shem Toiv Nikra Al Shem Shemen Toiv. A good name is referred to as Shemen Toiv, as good oil. So Rashi says, L'reach Shmonecha Toivim means to the aroma of your good name, Shehirichu Bohem Afsei Haaretz, that people smelled it. What does that mean, they smelled it? Means it became publicized. When you smell something, you recognize it. So but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shimcha HaToiv, his good name, became Mefursam, became public through the smell, and it continues, Shemen Turak Shemecha, when you take oil, and you pour oil that has an aroma to it, and you pour it from vessel to vessel, from cleat to cleat, what ends up happening is it brings out the aroma, it makes it smell even better. So Shemen Turak Shemecha, again, if we're referring to the Shemen is referring to Hashem's name, Hashem's Shem Toiv. So the first part of the pasuk is it smells a little bit. and then shemen to rakshemecha, you continue to bring out the smell, meaning that your smell wasn't just in the immediate area, it was even further. Says Rashi, what is that referring to? That is when you did the nisim in Mitzrayim, the niflois in Mitzrayim. Correct, yeah. It's related, yes. Alkein alamais ahivucha. Therefore, the alamais are single girls, are besulais. So alamais means individuals. Individuals amongst the goyim, ahivucha, they loved you. What's that referring to? Rashi says that's referring to Yisroel and Rachav Hazayna later on in Yeshua, and that is that they heard about all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim, and it wasn't just in the immediate vicinity. Yisroel was out in Midian, Rachav was out in Eretz Canaan. Ahivucha, they became to love you, which means that they became gay and they loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now Lamoisa Ibucha. That's how Rashi learns the Pashup Shavit.
Why are they referred to as single girls?
Why are they? Because they're like individuals.
But why not single boys?
Oh, you mean why Dafka? I don't know. According to Rashi, so he says, because since we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the Chazan, so Bameila we're looking for Kalas. So Bameila, we're the ones who come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are going to be the girls. That's what Rashi says. So therefore we said that the Gayim are the Alamas. So now, the Gra says as follows. The Gra says that we are contrasting the pasuk before. In the pasuk before, we talked about wine. Ki toivim leidecha miyayin. Wine is something that you taste. Reach shmanecha toivim. Here we're saying specifically talking about smell. We're talking about the smell of the shemen. So now, there's a couple of different nekudas that the Gra brings out over here. One of them, I wasn't really planning on saying it, but I see that in the next pasuk we're going to need to have that nekuda. So l'reach shmanecha toivim, the Gra says shmanecha is a lashon rabim, numerous shemens. So the Gra says that in the Mishkan there were three types of shemen. There was shemen hamar, shemen hamishcha, and shemen hamanachas. The shemen on the menorah, there was the shemen hamishcha, they anointed things, and there was the shemen used in a mincha. So he says, l'reach shmanecha toivim, that's two, shmanecha is two. So that is the shemen hamar and the shemen hamanachas. And shemen turak shemecha is the shemen hamishcha. So I won't get into this too much, but I just want to leave it at that for the moment, because it's negiah later. And the point is here that there is a remez in this pasuk to things that are going on in the Mishkan. And we'll see how that plays a role more in the next pasuk. But says the Gra as follows. The Gra says that we have here Reach and we have Tam. So he says as follows. The difference between Reach and Tam is that Reach hana'osei merachik. A smell, you don't have to be directly close to it to smell it. You could be a little bit removed. When it comes to taste is something that you have to have right next to you. You got to taste it. You can't taste it from afar. You have to have hana'osei mikarif. You have a very close hana'. So he says as follows. L'reach shmanecha toivim, when it comes to the reach, which its hana is from far, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame, like we just said, his name, also was heard from afar. Alkein alamay sahibucha. So he says, v'ho'inya. He says that the Malka, the queen, she comes close to the king. She's close into his vicinity. So therefore, in the pasuk before, we said, Yishakeini, Minishika Ispiu. When you're talking about the queen, her relationship to the king is a personal, close relationship. They're Nishikais, they kiss each other. Mashenkin alamais, alamais are the girls. The girls are the maidservants that hang around with the queen. They don't get a personal relationship with the king, but they get every once in a while a schmeck, a smell of what's going on in the palace. Hanasa merachik. They also get a little bit enjoyment of seeing the king, of being involved in the royal, whatever goes on over there, but it's not this personal, close-up relationship. It's lereach. It's merachik. It's from far. The entourage of the queen, they only get hana from far. He says, they enjoy the beauty, they can smell all the good food. But the Malka herself, she tastes the food. She has this connection with the king. So he says as follows. The nimshul is as follows. The goyim are called the alamis. Why are they called alamis? They're called alamis she'ein labal. And Alma doesn't have a husband. We Klal Yisrael are married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yachol. So we're the queen, he's the king. The Ummah Tzalim don't have that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're called single. They're single. They're alamis. Now, he says as follows. He says that there's a difference between Teresh HaBikzav and Teresh HaBalpeh when it comes to the Goyim's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teresh HaBalpeh, Goyim have nothing at all. Goyim have nothing at all. They don't have anything to do with Teresh HaBalpeh. Teresh HaBikzav, on the other hand, Goyim have some type of shaykhis to Teresh HaBikzav. They have it, they relate to it. So he says, Teresh HaBikzav, the Ummah Sa'ilim, they get some hana from it, but it's very minimal. They don't delve into a Rashi like we do. They have the general outside of what Teresh HaBikzav is. So he says, it's Bibichinas Reach. They have a hana from it, they can get some benefit, but it's not a close relationship even with the Teresh HaBikzav. It's a Reach, it's a smell. But Teresh HaBalpeh, which Teresh HaBalpeh he says is something that has time to it, there's a taste to it, there's a personal relationship that Klal Yisrael has with it, so then the Ummah Sa'ilam don't have any of it at all. So when we contrast Kitoivim Daidecha Miyoyin in the pasuk before, Daidecha over there refers to Teresh HaBalpeh. We find Yayin is always referred to. We said it's the Yayin is Megamatria 70, the 70 Panim of Torah. Yayin is talking about the sizes of Teresh HaBalpeh. We have the taste, not just the smell. We have the taste. We drink it. We have the taste of Teresh HaBalpeh. The Goyim have nothing. They only have a little bit of a smell, but that's only in Teresh HaBikzav. Only in Teresh HaBikzav. So L'reach Shmanecha Tovim Shemen Turak Shemecha Alkein Alamis Eivucha. The Alamis, the single, the Ummah Sa'ilam, they have after the Shaykhs with the Rabbanu Shalom in Teresh HaBikzav. But it's removed, it's a reach. But we, in the pasuk before, we have this personal relationship. And with that he says, pshat in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu numerous things. One of them he asked is, that Shetishra Shechina Yisrael, that the Hashra'at HaShechina, the personal relationship that HaKadosh Baruch has with any nation should be only with us. V'nitna lo, it says Hashem said okay. He granted the request. Bikesh Eloi Tishra Shechina Al-Umma Sa'ilam, v'nitna lo. Here then he asked, the Shechina should not be Shairan the Umma Sa'ilam, and that was given to him. So he says he doesn't understand. Is the first question he asked that we should have Hashra'at HaShechina, which sounds like to the exclusion of the Ummah Sa'ilam. Didn't mean we should be one happy cat party here. When he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tishra Shechina Al Yisrael, that means we should be the Amanibcha. So what? So Hashem said, okay. So then he asked, and they should not be. Well, isn't that included in the first question? So says the Gran, no. Because first he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to have a relationship with you that's tam. It's not just a reyach. The Yayin, we should be the ones who taste it. Because Shetishra Shechina Yisrael, we are the Amanifcha, we're the only ones who have the Tam in Teresh HaBalpeh. Hashem said, okay. Now he said, okay. But Teresh HaBalpeh, what about the Goyim? They're not going to have Tam. You answer that question. Maybe they'll have Reach. Maybe they'll have Ephes HaShaychis. Maybe they'll have the Har Skol Gemaras. Right? Maybe they'll be able to learn from it. They'll be able to have a Shaychis to it. No. So then, Bikesh. Bikesh Shaloi Tishre Shechina Al Umas Ha'Olam. That means to say that they shouldn't even have any tam in Torah Shabbat. I mean, any reyach in Torah Shabbat. No shaykh is the Torah Shabbat. V'nivnalei, and Hashem gave him that. So therefore, it ends up that the only ones who have this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah Shabbat, reyach, and we have tam, is only Klal Yisrael. The goyim have a reyach, and even that is only in Torah Shabbat.
Why would we even think that the
Goyim
have anything in
Yisrael? They might be Zeichet to it eventually. So my Shabbeinu was nervous that we were Zeichet to be the Amanitcher, but maybe along the line they'll get some type of Zeichet. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Marit HaKamesh HaKachma. Well, the Marit HaKamesh HaKachma, the Mesh HaKachma says that, or maybe the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might change and say, okay, Klai Yisrael will lose it, let me switch to the Goyim. Right, so you can have a switch. The Mesech Chachma says that in Parshas Mishpatim it says V'anshei Kodesh Tiyumi, and in Parshas Re it says Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Alikecha. So what's the difference between Kodesh and Kodesh? So he says Kodesh is a description of something. It's not the essence. It's something that could be removed. Kedusha, you make something hektish. You could be paideh. You could remove the Kedusha. Kodesh means it's inherently Kodesh. It can't be removed. The Gemara says the hair of a nazir is aser bahana. You can never remove whatever is on here. Why? Because it says kadosh tielach. It says it's kadosh. Kadosh is not removable. Zakti Meshech Achma. Parshas Mishpatim was before Parshas Kisisa. So before Parshas Kisisa is when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem v'niflinu ani v'amcha. That's this bakasha that we should be the amanitcher and you can never change it. So before Parshas Mishpatim we were kodesh, but we never had a haftacha that the kedusha is not removable. In Parshas Re'eh we're after Parshas Kisisa. Hashem acquiesced and said that's it. Only Klai Yisrael. Ki am kodesh ato. It can never be removed from Klai Yisrael. We are kodesh in essence kodesh. So that is how the the guy over here explains this pasuk. Now, Grada, he just says a very interesting thing, and in both Pirushim, he says a very interesting thing. The Lamaisa, we know that there's four senses. The four senses that Chazal talk about are, we have Re'iyah, Shmia, you have sight, and you have hearing, and you have smell, and you have taste. The fifth one is touch. So in the four that we're referring to here, he says that really, by each one of these, there was a special, in other words, when you taste something, you get a very geschmack in it. When you smell something, there's also a geschmack, but it's not the same as when you taste it. When you see something, you might enjoy it, but you don't get that same physical pleasure like when you taste and when you smell. And the same thing with hearing. So it says the Gra that really, before the Chet of Adam Arishan, all four senses had that same Hana. When you would look out and see something beautiful, it wasn't just like, wow. You got like a physical geschmack, as if you just ate a geschmack of steak. There was like a physical pleasure to it. And this, or whatever you like to eat, or don't like to eat. You said beef, you like still. So the same thing with Shmiya. At the Chet of Adam Arishan, Shmiya and Ria got very schwach, and that's why we don't have Birchas Hananim on those things. You want to make a bracha on a nice mountain, you make a birchas hashvach. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvach, HaYisem HaYisem HaYisem. You don't make a birchas hananim on that. Birchas hananim you make on food, you make a birchas hananim on smell, because there's physical pleasure to it. And even smell, as we say, it's not the same physical pleasure. It's gone immediately. Right? There's no bracha achrayin on smell. Why? Because it's like nizachel. It's like it got digested immediately. Just like when you eat food and you lose the hana after it's digested, you don't make a bracha achrayna because it's gone. Same thing with reach. So the grass.
The food you're
going to
eat eventually?
It's only fruit trees.
Right.
Right. It's only fruit trees. So we're going to enjoy the fruit. Right. 100%. So he says, so that's what he says. So that's what he throws that in the middle, that this idea that this idea of those two chushim, we totally lost that physical pleasure. Mashenkin, the Ria and the Tam, and that's why over here, when we're referring to a physical pleasure, especially Klai Yisrael talking about the physical pleasure we have with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we use Reach and Tam as the two, examples. Now Grada, just to finish off, the Gra writes somewhere else, if we can find it here, that he says that's the pshat in the tefillin, the famous
gra. I thought he said everybody can have. Just
using
example of versus time.
Right, versus time. Yeah. Just saying, when we're using the examples of what you get hana from. So, Grada, this is the famous Grada that says that with these four senses plus the sense of touch. So that's the four batim in the tefillin sharaish and the one bayis in the tefillin shaliyah. He says the four chushim, which is shmiya, re'iya, tam, and reyach. His lashon is ikram b'mayach. Those are mainly in the brain. They start there and they go back there. And we can delve into that maybe a different time. Just want to bring out the idea. The chamishi, the fifth one, that's chush hamishus, touch is really all over your body. Anywhere in your body, you have touch. So Mimela, he says, so the one that's connected, the Mayach, the top, the Bishil, and Sharaish has the four, connected those four. The one that's connected, the Mishush, that's on your arm. Your arm is something you actually use probably a lot to go touch things, you're able to move around, and things like that. Maisi B'yadayim, Halicha Sheberegel, all these things are done with your body, so the arm represents the body, so that's why there's one bias in the Tzilin. So yeah, that's a gra somewhere else that he says.
So the nerves cut off.
Right.
You can touch, they won't sense anything.
Because you always need your brain. Yeah, 100%. 100%. See, that's what I said. We could delve into what he means, Ikram B'maya, for a different time. Okay, so that is Pasuk Gimel here. So now, let us go start Pasuk. Now we're not going to be able to get to the whole thing. Moshcheini acharecha narutza. Moshcheini acharecha narutza. So the Rashi says over here, Moshcheini, when I heard from your shluchim, Moshe Aaron, Moshcheini, to schlep me, that they want me to come to you. So I said, Acharecha Narutza, I said, let's run. I want to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, into an Eretz Lo Zerua, into a land, into a midbar, a desolate land. So that's Moshcheini Acharecha Narutza. Then after that, Taviani Hamelech Hadorot, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us, the king brought us in to his rooms. That's referring to the Anani HaKavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to Torah. Nogila v'nismichaba, I'm going to rejoice and be happy with you. So Rashi says, so even now that I'm in Galus, I'm still happy that I've clung to you, that I'm clinging to you, that I was zaycha to come into the rooms, the chedre ha-toira. Nazkira deidecha miayin, I will remember deidecha, your love and your belovedness. Again, miayin, which is more beloved than all physical pleasures in this world. Meisharim ahevucha. And I'm going to remember your love. Now this love was reciprocal. It was your love to me and my love to you, which was Meisharim. Meisharim means it was a direct love. When something is direct, it's at its strongest. If it's weak, it means there's barriers that block it from getting through, so then it's weaker. So we say, what type of love was Meisharim? It was a direct love, which means that it was a very intense love. That's what Rashi says. The Gra here says that each one of these stages in the Pasuk is referring to another stage in Klal Yisrael's history. Moshcheini acharecha narutza, like Rashi says, means going into the Midbar. We followed Moshcheini, it was time to go, acharecha narutza. We ran after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, excuse me, that's Rashi. The Gra says Moshcheini, just the word Moshcheini means to go out into the Midbar. Acharecha Narutza means going over the Yarden. Going over the Yarden. In the Pasuk, when it says about going over the Yarden, it says Vayimaharu. It says they hurriedly went into the Yarden. So it says the Gra, that's Acharecha Narutza. We ran through the Yarden. Heviani HaMelech Hadarov, coming into his room, that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. Why is it called Chadarov? So this is a very important Gra, because the Gra says Iker HaTorah Hu BeEretz Yisrael. Iker HaTorah is in Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Eicha, Malka V'Sarea Bagoyim Ein Torah. When Klal Yisrael is in Galus, the Torah is not the same. The true flourishing of Torah, blossoming of Torah, Chidushei Torah, that was all Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael.
So what about Talmud Bavli over...
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to talk about it. Nagila v'nismicha bach, that's referring to Binyan Beit HaMikdash, the joy of Ashras Hashchina. Nazkira deidecha miyayin. Now, the difference is, with first Beit HaMikdash, we said how joyous it is. Nagila v'nismicha bach, because it was Ashras Hashchina in the first Beit HaMikdash. The second Beit HaMikdash, we know, was lacking. There was Ashras Hashchina, was not on the same level. It was missing many different things. Missing the Aron, was missing one thing, missing was Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh. All different things were missing. So, Nazkira deidecha miyayin, we remember how it was. But that's Bayisheni. We remember it, that it was Deidecha, was beloved, but it's not the same Simcha because it was lacking. And Meisharim Ahivucha is referring to La'asid Lavai. That's going to be La'asid Lavai, that everyone is going to come and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Umas Ha'ilam are going to come and they are going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Meisharim Ahivucha. So that is the way the Gra explains the pasuk. Now, just to give a little where we're going to go next week, the Gra says that pasuk Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet are referring to four different tkufas in Klal Yisrael. The first pasuk, which said Shir Hashirim, the song, that's referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see us Mitzrayim, the night we left Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, Sharu b'nei Yisrael Shira. We sang a Shira. It says, Ashir yi alachem kolo yitzkadesh chag. That in the night of Pesach, Klal Yisrael sang a Shira. And we'll talk about that next week, what it means. The second pasuk, Yishakenim and Yishikais Piyu, that we already said, is talking about Matan Torah. The third pasuk, and this is why I mentioned this before, with the Reach Shmanecha, Taivim, which we said referred to oils in the Mishkan, that is referring to Binyan HaMishkan. And Pasuk Dalid, which is our Pasuk, is referring to going into Eretz Yisrael, She'oz Nishlam HaKol. There was, Klal Yisrael became B'Shleimus. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't over yet. So we got into Eretz Yisrael, that was the Shleimus. And with that he's going to say, I'm going to go through these next week more about Rikus, but that he's going to then say that this is Keneged, the four Yamin Taivim as well. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot is Binyan HaMishkan, which is Anani HaKavai, and our Pasuk here is going to refer to Shmini Atzeres. And Bez Hashem will continue going through these Pesukim next week.